USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
COVID cases on the rise in one of America's largest cities. The number of cases in Los Angeles doubling over the last 2 weeks. L.A. County health officials blame it on the Delta variant. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy discussing the Delta variant in the PBS NewsHour yesterday.
What's deeply concerning about it, Judy, is that it's highly transmissible. Perhaps the most transmissible variant that we've seen to date. But the good news is that the vaccines that we have appear to be effective against the Delta variant. And if you are vaccinated, you're in good shape. You have a high degree of protection.
Dr. Murthy says the Delta variant is especially dangerous to the unvaccinated because of how fast it spreads. Tension in Afghanistan as the U.S. closes Bagram Air Base. Yesterday's closure ends 2 decades of American military operations in Afghanistan, and there's fear over what happens next. Some intelligence reports say the Taliban could retake control of the country in as little as 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Another child's body found in the wreckage of a collapsed building in South Florida. Local officials announcing yesterday the body of a 7-year-old girl was found Thursday night in the rubble of the 12-story condo in Surfside. She was the daughter of a Miami firefighter. She is the third child confirmed to have died in the collapse, along with a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old who are siblings. Meanwhile, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava calls for the portion of the building that's still standing to be torn down.
Signing the order now is important so that it can help us move quickly as soon as we decided the best methodology to demolish and the specific start date.
The latest number is 22 dead, 126 unaccounted for. President Biden feeling good about the latest jobs numbers. Yesterday's report shows 850,000 jobs added, higher than some expectations. The unemployment rate still under 6%, but it did rise from 5.6% to 5.9%. Biden says our economy is on the move and we have COVID-19 on the run. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden stops a fireworks show from taking place in Mount Rushmore. Brad Bernard says more.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said that the Biden administration may have violated federal law after providing no explanation for the refusal to issue permits for the planned Mount Rushmore Independence Day fireworks celebration.
For us, it has been pretty devastating. We love America. We love our monument. We want the entire country to celebrate Independence Day with us, and to have the Biden administration pull it for no reason was very disappointing.
There was no reason to deny us this permit unless it was for political reasons, said Noem. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Places with low vaccination rates still feeling the deadly effects of the coronavirus, Wendy King reports.
The CDC says some areas of the country are more vulnerable to COVID-19 than others because of low vaccination rates. During a task force briefing at the White House, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said about 1,000 counties across the country have vaccination coverage of less than 30%.
In some of these areas, we are already seeing increasing rates of disease.
Dr. Walensky said preliminary data over the last 6 months suggests that 99.9% of COVID deaths have occurred in unvaccinated people. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.